6:08 to go here, fourth quarter. Brokenbow brings it forward. Quinn up the right side. Up to Martin, center of the court. Back to Quinn. Now Myers right side. Nice cut by Tibbs. Lost it. Regained it. Kicked it out. Staples quickly ahead to Martin. Just left of center. Won't go. Rebound to Wood River. Lacey Freer, another board. With the basketball, Laney Paul dribbles, loses the dribble. Pressured by Staples. Staples gets a hand on it, but is taken back by Codner, and she collides big time with Gabby Staples right at the top of the Wood River key.
Yeah, glad to see both those girls hop right back up, because that was a collision.
Codner with it near side for Wood River. Gets it into Laney Polk. Far side over to Freer. Lacey holds it up, hands it off to Laney Polk. Polk drives baseline, cut off, scoops it up at the rim, wouldn't go. Rebound Wood River. Nice lob into Dimmitt. Goes glass. Scores it and one. And the Eagles showing an intense amount of fight here in the fourth quarter.
Well, when Wood River's been able to get into their half-court sets and utilize their bigs, Lacey Freer and Courtney Dimmitt on the inside, they've been able to produce. Both players are in double figures now as Courtney Dimmitt goes to the line.
Dimmitt can't complete the three-point play. Rebound to Janae Martin running forward. Jump stop. And they play pass around the perimeter. Approaching 5 minutes to go here, fourth quarter. Brokenbow hasn't scored in a healthy amount of time. Charlie Myers, her three goes! And that might have done it. What we believe to likely be the three-point record for girls basketball in Brokenbow history. Put in right there.
Yeah, I'm very comfortable in saying that. That was their 14th in the game. Wow.
Another Prairie Eye Care Center three-pointer. The 14th for Brokenbow in the game as they get a turnover on the Wood River side. Martin holds it up, gets it off to Quinn, who centers the basketball. 4:30 to go here in the fourth quarter. Quinn with it, top of the key. A few dribbles now near side to Staples. Skip pass over to Martin. Now in the corner, Charlie. Can she do it again? You better believe it!
Oh, man.
15 three-pointers for Brokenbow.
Oh, wow.
Man.
Polk back the other way. Splits the defense. Dribbled it off her knee, and they say it is, in fact, Brokenbow basketball.
Well, listen, they've been able to make the shots, but I think equally impressive, Jeremy, the way they've been able to get the shots. I mean, a lot of these have been open looks. It's come from ball movement, great quick side-to-side movement today. Some of the threes have come on dribble penetration and kick out. It's the way in which you get the looks that can become just as impressive as knocking them down.
Diedrichs with the basketball in the lane, has to kick it out. They move it around to Martin. Now Myers quickly into Diedrichs. Didn't like the look. Back out to Charlie. Charlie throws it over to Janae. 10 on the shot clock. Myers pulls another one. Oh, my goodness.
Oh, man.
Charlie Myers has hit three in a row, and that is just a great continuation of what Brokenbow has done all game long. The number continues to rise.
Well, Charlie's got six individually, so now I've got to ask the question, what's a record for most individual threes made in a game for Brokenbow? I'm not exactly sure what that number is, but Charlie has knocked down six. And you look at what Janae Martin did early in the game. She's knocked down five. Wow, what a night shooting the basketball for Brokenbow.
Polk was fouled on the other end. Goes to the free throw line. Her first falls. Well, you think back to the girls' basketball showcase. Charlie Myers was the offensive MVP in that game. Hit 5 three-pointers in that game, which was one short of tying the girls basketball showcase record of 6 individual three-pointers. A couple of games later on the regular season schedule, and she's right back at it again as Polk knocks home this second of two. Jacobson ahead, off to J.C. Staples, goes in the corner to Aaron Taylor, back out to Staples, and they play perimeter catch. Throwing up the three-pointer as Aaron Taylor won't go. Rebound to Dimmitt of Wood River. 3 minutes to go. Polk with it, being faced by Jacobson. Goes left side to Codner. Riley reverses court a couple of times. Out to Polk. She pulls a three. Left it long. Rebound J.C. Staples. And she is fouled from behind.
Foul's going to go on Dre Van Winkle. That is her first, second team foul against Wood River here in the quarter.
Gaffney with it. Gets it inside. Turning and moving it around is Campbell. Back out to Gaffney. Missed everything. Campbell saves it in. Throws it out to J.C. Staples. Up top to Jacobson. Her three goes!
Unbelievable.
Everyone getting into the scorebook by having Brent write down a three-pointer over there, and they continue to add up. Whether they're a starter or a bench player, they're all going.